Hello, everybody. Welcome to Amen, where we have the power of God and anime on our sides. My name is Greg. Today, I'm joined by Nick, and we are hitting you with the second part of our top 10 list for our favorite anime of all time. So we're going to be going through number 5 to 1 this week. So, Nick, why don't you start us off with your number 5?
All right. So, Court in the House, again, still the best anime. All right, so number 5 for me, it'll be probably Your Lie in April. A big reason is because I cried while binging it. I watched it a second time. I love the music, and I think it will be like constantly playing in my head, like the da 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 da, like the like piano songs that they used. It's just so good. I remember like just studying through it, but I told some people to study with to it, and they're like, dude, I'm about to cry just listening to this, like, stop. I'm like, I just like sad music and happy music. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, Your Lie in April, very good, because it hits you in the feels. The main boy is Kosuke, which is a prodigy piano player. And basically, he has a lot of childhood trauma because his mom, like, forced him to play the piano and, like, just gave him a lot of trauma, like, throughout when he was little. And basically, one time he told his mom to die, and you know what happened?
She died.
She did.
She's like, oh, okay.
And so, like, yeah. And so, like, he's basically, like, traumatized because of that. And he can't play music anymore. He can't play the piano anymore because he can't hear the music anymore. And what happens is that a girl named Kiori comes into picture and helps him up, basically. And another player was also his childhood friend. What is it?
I don't know any of their names.
It is like Tsubasuki Sawabi. I don't know. The best friend. Tsubaki. So the best friend's there, and she also kind of likes the main character as well. And there's like a little like triangle, love triangle going on. And basically, it's called Your Lie in April. And there's a lie within April.
Dude, I'm not. Okay, yeah.
I feel like. Never mind. It's whatever. That's fun. But yeah, so Kairi helps him, plays like the violin. A big part is like he heals throughout like the show, and it's just really well, like how the emotions like come up, the things that they're suffering with, and how he gets over like this childhood trauma, and you get to be introduced like different characters, like other pianist and yeah, pianist. And yeah, it's just a really good musical anime that really stuck out to me because it's like I think the animations is really good, as well as the music, as well as the character development. And I think for me, I'm a sucker for character development, and you will find out through like the next couple of anime that like I'm talking about. So yeah. I think that's a big part. I know Greg also loves this anime a lot.
Yeah.
Or he loves like the anime, the manga and whatnot. I feel like is it in your like top 10? I feel like it would be.
Yeah. I think if I added it to this list, it'd probably be number 2 or number 3 on my list. I love this series. It's so good. There's so much I think I've thought about this series more than any other series, like, ever. And so, yeah, I really enjoy Your Lie in April. But it is on my manga list, and so I cannot talk about it on this list. But before I go into my number 5, I want to give my honorable mention. I did talk about this last week. I forgot to add this on the list, and I'm really sad that I did, because I really thought I'd put it on, but I guess I just forgot about it. Honorable mention, Cowboy Bebop. I think it would be in the 6 to 10s place. It might take a place further than the universe's spot. But Cowboy Bebop is really good. I'm not going to talk about it because it's just an honorable mention, but it's one of the animes where you can watch the dub and feel good about yourself. But my actual number five is going to be another movie. It's going to be Spirited Away.
Spirited Away is number five. Interesting.
Yeah. It makes you really think. What's number one through four? Because Spirited Away is really, really good. It's like really, really good. It's probably the most famous Miyazaki film, and it's just about a girl whose parents get turned into pigs, and she needs to work to be able to get them back. And then a demon with no face appears and eats everything. And
that's true.
That is Spirited Away. And basically, like, Spirited Away just does everything that a Miyazaki film wants to do, which is have really beautiful animation. I think that, like, one of the best parts about Spirited Away is its world building. It doesn't tell you anything. Like, Spirited Away does not hold your hand. It just takes you to a different world. And I think that is so amazing because, like, this girl is literally being taken to a different world. Basically, being spirited away in, like, Japanese culture is, like, you basically just, like, disappear. And you go to, like, the underworld. I don't know. You go somewhere. Where do the ghosts live? And so we are kind of, like, the main character is used as a conduit for the audience. Like, she doesn't understand what's going on. We don't understand what's going on. We're just along for the ride. And the music, the one soundtrack, one of the soundtracks is actually fire. It's one of the first, I think it is the first song I tried to learn on guitar. This movie has a pretty important spot in my brain. I watched it when I was a kid. I watched it a lot. I think this is probably the movie that I've watched the most, the anime movie I've watched the most. And so, yeah, Spirited Away is really, really, really good. And if you have not watched it, it is something that I think you really need to watch.
No, definitely. I think I need to rewatch it again. I need to, like jog my memory on, like, a lot of things that happened. I just remember, like, the mask guy just eating everything and, like, she's just, like, running away. Or she's, like, mopping the floor at some points. I remember, like pieces of it, but I do think that it is one of, like, Miyazaki's best works, and I'll get to it soon. Watch it again.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a lot of things that are on my watch list I need to get to.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many things. But yeah, so my next one, my fourth one, my top four would be Mob Psycho 100. I think season one and season two. I think season two, I liked a lot. Season one, I did like a lot as well. But I think season two blew me away. I think I really love the humor and the character growth within the show. Because we follow our main character, Mob, who is a psycho. Like, he has psychokinesis powers. And he's basically like a psychic, and he can move things with his wave of his hand or just with his mind. And he's like the most powerful psychic out there. But he's just like a 13-year-old boy that just like is awkward. So like wants to make friends, wants to work on himself, and he doesn't want to use his powers on anybody and just wants to be like a normal boy. And then we have the second main character, which is Reagan. And Reagan is a con artist that has a business for psychics. So if people wanted to come up to his business, they'll be like, hey, there's these ghosts in my house. Like, I need you to exorcise these demons. So he'll bring Mob to these places so that Mob can, like, can take away these demons. And basically the pull part is that Reagan's just using Mob because Mob is there at working for him. And you just see like a lot of character development between Mob and as well as Reagan throughout the series. You see, like, how Mob really looks up to Reagan, and Reagan becomes, like, a better person throughout, like, the series. And you meet other characters as well. I think the animation might be a turnoff, but I think it's so funny. I think the animation is so funny. Where I think a lot of times, like, so the writer is also the writer of One Punch Man. And so the facial figures of, like, the facial features of the characters are, like, kind of, like, non-existent. And they're kind of, like, flat. But I think that is what makes it funny. So, I don't know. I think Mob is probably one of my favorite characters because he really wants to make a change in his life. He, wants to, like, work out, wants to make better for himself. And the people around him are actually so great. Like, the Body Improvement Club, what a great club.
Bro, they're the homies.
They're the real homies out there. They're bros. Like, they're just like, yeah, like, we see you struggling, we're all buff and everything, but we like your will to, like, try and will to keep going. And they, like, really like Mob, even though, like, he's, like, a really weak, like, scrawny little kid. But yeah, I really like the character development of, like, of each character, and will say that it is one of the best animes, in my opinion, out there.
I was contemplating putting Mob Psycho on here too, but then I knew you were going to talk about it, so I didn't put it on.
Maybe I shouldn't have told you my life or anything, you know. Maybe I shouldn't have told you my top 10. We could have surprised each other about, like, oh yeah, like,
well, you can get surprised. You also have it too.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, Mob Psycho's great. It's a really well done series.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my number 4 is another movie, and it is another Miyazaki movie. You want to try to take a guess at what it is?
Is it Howl's Moving Castle?
No, I think Howl's Moving Castle is a B-tier movie. I actually don't like it that much. People might get mad at me for saying that, but it's genuinely worse than all the other ones. No, it's the movie that people confuse with Howl's Moving Castle. It's Castle in the Sky.
Castle in the Sky, okay.
Naputa Castle in the Sky is my number 4, and I always go back and forth on this, whether I like Spirited Away more or if I like Castle in the Sky more, because both of them are fantastic movies. Essentially, what's going on in this one is there's a boy, and then he sees this girl falling from the sky, and he saves her. And essentially, they have the same goal of wanting to reach this island in the sky. The boy wants to go because his dad said that he went there, but nobody believes him, so he wants to go prove to everybody that his dad wasn't lying. And then the girl is, like, tied to the island. I'll just say that much. I don't want to spoil the story. And yeah, this, once again, great animation, great soundtrack. Like, I don't know, some of the scenes of them flying in this series, in this movie, are just so well done. And there's an underground, there's like a cave sequence too that is also just absolutely gorgeous. I think I like this one a little bit more than Spirited Away because this one is like an action adventure that also has a lot of fantasy elements to it. And I don't know, it's just that adventure that gets my, like, blood pumping and makes me really want to explore the world that they find themselves in. I remember I was reading a manga that gave me vibes of Castle in the Sky. Dang, I forgot what it was called. But it was very disappointing because I was like, oh, this is going to be like Castle in the Sky. And then it wasn't, and I was very sad. But yeah, this just does everything that Miyazaki films do, and it just, like, does it really well. And I think, yeah, really the adventure aspect of this puts it all the way up here. Like, there's, like, nothing that I think I would say that I dislike about the movie. But there are just some series that I like a little bit more, which is why this one's only at number 4.
Okay. I have never watched Castle in the Sky.
Bro, you gotta watch Castle in the Sky. Like, it's
wanna watch it with me?
Criminally underrated.
Yo, is it a date?
Yo, what the?
Yeah, maybe. What? Okay.
Like, I feel like, because the ones that everybody knows are, like, Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, My Neighbor Totoro, And then maybe Ponyo.
Yeah.
Like, I think those are like the really big movies. And then Castle in the Sky is like the second tier where like you need to do like a little bit of research to be able to
True,
find
true,
it.
true.
And it
Kiki's
makes,
Delivery
oh yeah,
Service.
Kiki's Delivery Service is like in the same area. I think Howl's Moving Castle is like one that everybody knows, but yeah, this is just, I'm sad that it's not one of the ones that everybody talks about. Because it
No,
is just
I
really good.
don't hear it as much, yeah. I shall watch it when I one day binge Miyazaki films. Maybe with my
I did that
children one
like
day.
did that like a few years ago. So good. I've been like binging Miyazaki films.
Yeah. I don't know why. Like, I'm a person that like loves like watching things with people and just like just laughing at things like throughout like the series and just like did you see that? Like I don't know, I like relating with other people just like with shows and everything. So I'm like I need to find a group of people to watch things with. And I think Miyazaki films is one of those things. So all right, number three, I
Top
guess.
three.
All right, so this is, you know, the bangers out there. So, the next two actually are things I haven't watched in a while. Actually, I've watched number two like maybe a few summers ago, but number three I haven't watched since it aired. And I think, I don't know if I'll rewatch it again. Maybe I will, depending on if I'm rewatching it with somebody else. But it is called Steins Gate. Definitely one of my favorites. It's another time traveling anime. I love time traveling anime. It has weight and the story progression and the main character's growth and everything is there. Like I'm there for it. Like there's like so many heavy moments within the show that I'm just like, dang, like my man Kyomin Kyoma. Oh
Hoenn
my god.
Kyoma.
Hoenn Kyoma. Kyoma. Basically, there's so many moments where he kind of just is in despair and is in like deep depression.
Dude, I don't
And
know what's
I'm eating
wrong
it
with you.
up.
I don't know what's wrong with you and liking characters that are highly depressed.
I mean, like, it's. You just get depressed with them, right? Like, I love it. But yeah, so a big part is that it's a time traveling anime. In the beginning, we meet Hyomin. Oh my
Hoenn
gosh.
Kyoma.
Hyomin. Hyomin.
Hoenn Kyoma.
Is it just Kiyoma? I feel like he has a different nickname. Let me
No,
look him
I
up.
don't think so.
Steins Gate. Group of
Hoenn
friends. No, let
Kyoma.
me. Oh, okay, Okabe. Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
well, only the one, only the tuturu girl calls him Okabe.
Yeah, but it's his actual name is should be Rentaro Okabe. But I think that's his like I think the Hyomin Kyoma is
That, yeah, this is like
his
his little nickname.
scientist. Yeah, his nickname for like his evil scientist thing. But yeah, Okabe. Okay, that's so much easier to say. So yeah, there's a lot of parts where Okabe is like depressed. Anyways, we go with Okabe and his like group of friends. We have like Miyuri, who's a girl that says doo doo doo, and you have like his fat friend that is an IT expert for some reason that like love that's also like a CS major. He's like the tech guy. And they stumble upon like a time machine microwave. And so the big thing is that like the first episode he witnesses a murder and then somehow he sends a text message to the microwave to where time is altered and the person who dies is still alive. And so a lot of things happen where the time machine, the microwave time machine becomes even like greater than just a time, like just a text message. To where the main character can actually like leap through time. And
Like a girl.
a lot, huh?
I was making a joke, never mind.
Oh, the girl who left through time. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so I really love it. There's like a lot of weight where he tries to save his friends a lot of times, and he's stuck between like two hard rocks, you know. Where it's like, oh, do I save this friend or do I save that friend? And he's trying to find Steins Gate, where it's like the best possible solution, and that's why there's like a lot of depression. But Steins Gate, definitely the beginning might be extremely slow, and a lot of people might not watch it. They might give up on it because of the first like few episodes. But once you hit episode like 7, 8, that's where things like start accelerating, and everything becomes more interesting. And things that happened between the first 7 episodes was just set up for the next 17 episodes, where things go crazy. And so that's why I love about Steins Gate. Like, they took time traveling to a different direction, and they just made it so good with such great direction and like pretty decent like voice. Like, I think the voice acting was actually top tier. And there is not really a manga out there, but there is like a visual
Visual novel.
novel slash like a game for it as well, to just like go through it. But yeah, so Steins Gate, great stuff.
Oh, Steins Gate would have been an honorable mention for me. I think that there's like it's good, but there's like enough things about it that I don't love that much to make it not make my top 10. Like, yeah, I think overall like it's really, really like well done, but I think it's a little too airtight for my liking. And yeah, the beginning is very slow. I personally didn't, I found the beginning like fine. Like, I thought it was like a, yeah, I just thought it was okay. But yeah, a lot of people drop it. Like, I talked to some dude yesterday who's like, yeah, I dropped Steins Gate because I watched 12 episodes, and they're still just looking at, they're still just like putting bananas inside the microwave.
Yeah. Dude, I thought the first, no, I think like after episode like 7 or 8, like it actually
No,
like progresses a lot. I'm surprised he stopped at 12.
it's like you have to get to like episode 12 for like the really for like the big, I think like episode 13 or 14 is where the big event happens, that like really starts to topple all the dominoes that it sets up.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, my number three is, I'm pretty sure you're number two. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure this is your number two. It's going to
Of
be, of course, Anohana,
course.
the flower that we saw that day. We've talked about the series a lot. It's about a kid who is essentially a loner who gets visited by the ghost version of a girl that he used to be friends with that died when she was 5. And he rounds up all the old homies to be able to grant her wish so that she can pass on. And
They were definitely not 5. They were like a lot. They're probably like, I think 8, 9, or 10 or something.
no, they were young.
Are they actually? I do
They're
not
like,
think that they're 5.
they might, maybe not 5, but they're like not older than like 7, I'm like pretty sure.
You can keep talking, but I'm gonna look that up.
Okay, like I'm pretty sure they're like very young. It's been a while since I watched it though, so memory could be fuzzy. But yeah, this is just, it's a character drama yeah, that's it. It's just a heavy character drama, where like these old friends who haven't talked to each other for years need to come together, and believe this guy who's saying that this ghost is here. And they have to like work out a lot of different problems, a lot of different like things that have been hidden for a long time, because obviously when if one of your friends dies, like you're all going to be affected by it, and they all get affected by it in different ways, and then those have caused them to grow up to be the people who they are now, and then they fight with each other and all that kind of stuff. But then the last two episodes are where the waterworks come in. I think very similar to Steins Gate, where Steins Gate takes like half of the series to set up for the like really exciting part. Anohana takes 75% of it to set up for the really good part, but the payoff for it is like so good.
So good.
I think the insert song for Anohana is the song that I have that I can play the best on guitar. It's just it's just so good. But yeah, Anohana like sets up a lot, and a lot of people can find it really slow. Obviously it's a character drama, so there's going to be a lot of drama in it. But I think that the payoff at the end of the day is worth it, and it's a short enough series where you can power through a lot of like the early parts if you find it boring to reach the end. And so yeah, Anohana, great series. I'm surprised I have it all the way up here. Like
The same.
yeah, when I made my like joint anime manga list, this was down at like 7 or 8. But I think among the anime that I've watched, I really, really like this series.
No, I do agree. It's one of the goats. Actually, it might not be a goat, but it's still one of our favorites, between me and Greg. And I found out that she died when she was 10, because they're 15
What?
in the current anime. And it's the death was 5 years previous.
Oh, well, five
Yeah.
was a number in there.
Yeah, so 5 years it was between the death of her and where they're at currently. So they're 10 and then they're now 15. And yeah, there's just so much like love triangles and everything. Even when they were 10, like I do not think 5-year-olds will have these in-depth love
Hey man,
triangles.
you never know.
It's so crazy. But yeah, basically that is my number two. Anohana. It made me cry. There's 11 episodes, the end, I guess. But no, I think I have like honorable mentions that I wanna put out there as well.
Okay.
So some things that I watched recently were A Taxi and Tokyo Revengers. They're the ones that came out this year in 2011. Oh, 2021. Dang, 2011. Why do you say that? Anyways, yeah, so A Taxi is very much a mystery crime anime that follows animalistic like world. And it follows like a Warus and everything, and he's just driving people around, finding out like why this Yakuza like wants to, I don't know. It's just like the whole mystery is that a pop idol girl dies, and they're trying to find the body. And yeah, like throughout like the 12 episodes, it unfolds, and there's a lot of depth into it. And it probably is one of the animes of this year. It's probably one of the top contenders for anime this year. The next anime is Tokyo Revengers, also a really good time travel anime where the main
Really?
character can, yeah, I know there's a lot
They
of,
can time travel, dude.
yeah, dude. I just want to go back to the past, you know, or a future. But yeah, he goes back to the past where he can talk to, where he can be himself from when he was in, like 8th grade to like 9th grade, 10th grade, years, where he was like a delinquent and basically. He was part of like a gang, and a big part is within his time, when he's like 26, his ex-girlfriend dies, and he's able to go back to the past to where he's trying to save her, as well as her younger brother, and him and his and the younger brother become like partners in the future, to where they can go back into the past and change the past. To where there were where he was in the gang, because when he was in the gang, like the gang members there somehow is are involved with like the death of the sister and why like everything is so corrupt during their time. And so like the main character is like a crybaby and he's super weak, but he like perseveres through it all. And it's really good. Definitely the opening is a banger. And I think it's a very character-driven drama as well that deserves to be watched. I'll just fly by with the other honorable mentions. Hunter x Hunter, great shonen. Mirinikki, great tsundere. AOT, probably the goat, or the GAOT, the goat, the gout. Attack on Titan, I mean. But Vinland Saga is also a really good one as well that people should watch. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's about Vikings. What do you not like about Vikings?
I read that recently.
Definitely one of the good ones. I heard that the manga is really good as well.
I have my thoughts on it.
So, okay. All right. Yeah. So that's like my honorable mentions for at the time being.
Instead of your number two, because I stole the spotlight on Ohana. I should have made it my number two. I'm gonna make things easier.
I know, but now you gotta talk about your number two.
Yeah, my number two is technically number two, but also it could be like not even on this list. But it is the Monogatari series as a whole. Because the Monogatari series is like, it's like 15 different seasons. There's like 120 something episodes total, something like that. And not all of them are that good. I'd say that the majority are actually very average. Like, I think 60% of this is pretty average. But there are a few seasons that are so absolutely good. Like, I think the original, Bakemonogatari, is pretty good. I think the second big season, Nisemonogatari, is pretty good. It's a little weird. I enjoy it, but it's a little weird. But the cream of the crop is like Owari Monogatari season 2, which is the last season. Well, technically the last season's an epilogue season, so the last full season of the actual story is really good because it concludes the story really, really well in like a way that I didn't expect, in a way that like, because I think the hardest part of any series is ending it properly. And so this nails the ending. And then Monogatari season 2 is so good. Like, I think it's generally one of the best seasons of anime I've ever watched, which is why I put Monogatari series at number two. Like, that one part, which is like smack dab in the middle of the entire series, brings this to my number two spot of all time. And essentially what the Monogatari series is about, it's very similar to Bunny Girl Senpai, which is why I'm trying to get Nick to watch it so we can talk about it. Basically, there's this dude, Araragi, who is our main character, and he's involved with a vampire, and so he's like kind of a vampire. And he essentially just helps various girls with various problems. And that is Bakemonogatari, which is the first part of it, is essentially the same as
Girl Senpai?
Yeah, Bunny Girl Senpai. Mm-hmm. In like story structure, I think there's like also five girls that he helps. And then as the seasons go on, it adds more to the history of the characters, and then like it goes even further beyond. Like, the initial story will, like, you can watch Bakemonogatari by itself and just be done with it, but as you go on, you go into like, okay, now that this problem is solved, like, there's this new problem that's here, and then we're gonna go through all that. Like, it adds a whole lot more characters, it raises the stakes a whole lot, and yeah, it's overall a really, really good series. I think you need a little bit of grit to be able to get through all of it, just because some stuff is obviously like very different. Like, some stuff is like super slice of life, which like I feel like people like Nick probably wouldn't enjoy as much. But then other parts are really like action oriented. Other parts are like mysteries. There's a lot of really like touching moments and all that kind of stuff. However, also animation, this series has some of the funkiest animation you're going to see. Not like it looks weird. Like, I think Devilman Crybaby has like funky animation, but this is like there's so many cuts. Like, they'll be like talking, and then it'll cut, and there's like a there's like a few frames of like something weird on the screen, like a lot of different letters or like words and stuff like that. And then it'll cut again, and then like the characters will still be talking, but they'll be in like different places and stuff like that. It's a series with a lot of dialogue, so you're going to be reading a lot. But I think the animation and all the cuts and all that kind of stuff make it like interesting to watch, even though you're reading a lot. And also, like, there's like, it's like a little sexual. There's like some things that some people might not be the most okay with at parts. Like, if you've ever heard of the toothbrush scene, that is in Nisei Monogatari. And so, yeah, there are like some things that are like a little bit weird, but I think like, if you've been watching anime for a while, you're like used to it in a sense.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is like,
that's very true.
It's not a good thing, but also it's like, it just happens. Like, you just get used to it. But yeah, Monogatari series as a whole, really, really okay. As a whole, it's like decent, but it has some really, really, really high points. And the low points are just like average. And some people really like the points that I thought were like really eh. Some people like really, really like them too. So yeah, spot on animation here. There's so many different openings too. Like, most series have one opening and one ending. This series, for every single girl, they have a different opening. There's five openings in the original series, and then each series after that has one or two openings. So there's, if you like your OPs, like, this is the series for you. And a lot of them are like really popular. Like, Renai Circulation is really, really popular. And so, yeah, it's just a good series. I there's nothing more to say about it. Nick, take us to your number one. Your
last time travel.
Your last time travel sad boy.
Dude, there's so many time travel. Oh my gosh, you're actually so right. Even Bunny Girl Senpai had a time travel because he kept on looping. Yeah, but the next one is ReZero.
Number one. Wow.
I wonder who expected that. But no, I actually do think that this is one of my favorite animes. And I watched so many like YouTube videos about like ReZero that I'm like, wow, like, there's so many things that I don't notice, or like, there's so many things that are still yet to come that I'm excited for. And so hopefully season 3 is going to come out soon. But who knows? We haven't heard anything yet. But yeah, so ReZero, I like it because, you know, the idea of coming back to life to redo things is really intriguing. And the fact that it revolves around the main character's development makes things better. And you get to see like each character grow as the story progresses. And it becomes sort of like a mystery, like lots of pulls at the heart and like insane deaths. And I feel like Greg understands me. Like, he knows that I love time travel and I love like insane deaths and like thrillers and things like that. And there's waifus in this as well.
Depressed,
like,
characters.
There's depressed characters. Like, there's everything that I want in one area. And really good character development, because, you know, who doesn't like character development? So, yeah, ReZero, like, I think everybody, every time I recommend this to people, every time I talk to people about ReZero, you either really, really love it, or you're on the other spectrum, and you're just like, yeah, the main character sucks. Like, I watched the whole series, like, the first season and everything. Maybe they watched, like, the second season, and they still don't like the main character.
Bro, he's
and
a I'm car. Just like,
yeah, Subaru. Vroom, vroom. And he basically gets into many car accidents and, like, dies and comes back to life. But, yeah, I think that, like, Subaru, as a character, no one likes. You're not supposed to like him. He is supposed to be like the character that that's kind of like cringe. Like, you get a cringy feeling because of him, because he is kind of like not socially aware of like things, I feel like. A big part is that He's a neet, which is like he doesn't go to school. He just stays home all day, reads manga, plays games and everything. And the only time he leaves his house is for like snacks maybe. And so the first episode is him like going to a grocery store, getting like snacks. And then when he leaves to go back home, he like blinks a little bit as he waits for like the traffic light to like change, and he realize and then he like he blinks and finds out that he's in a different world. He becomes isekai'd into a new world, and he's like, yo, I can, you know, like I can do whatever I want here. Like I know what the animes were like. I read something like this. Like I'm probably gonna be, you know, the hero of this kingdom. I'm gonna be like super powerful and everything. But then he realizes that like he's weak, and that like there's nothing that he can really do. And you find on the first episode that he dies, trying to protect the main girl, which is Amelia. And like when he dies, he starts over to where he first started, and that's like a checkpoint. And throughout the whole series, he's like misunderstood and everything. We had a whole series about ReZero
Yeah,
with Ken,
Ken.
but definitely ReZero, for the bottom of my heart, like I love the character development for Subaru. We have like best girl Rem. We have like Beatrice, which is also a great character. Amelia becomes better because we actually understand her more in season two.
She actually gets a role.
She actually gets a role. Like within season two, you finally understand why Subaru is super, like how Subaru became Subaru, and why like he is such a cringy character. And you get to meet like different characters, and the world becomes a lot bigger. And you like a bunch of characters as well. Like you have Good Boy Otto and everything. Overall, definitely ReZero. I can talk a lot about it. I can defend it as much as I can. And I gotta say, like, Subaru might not be the main character. Like, may not be the best main character, and there could be like another character within the story that should probably be the main character, but he is a guy that's very persistent and perseveres through the end, and he has grit, in my opinion.
I feel like
So
that's the
I
only
do,
thing he has.
and he keeps going, like he keeps going. So I do appreciate that. So overall, ReZero, my favorite anime of all time. It's still ongoing. Actually, I think out of all the animes that we talked about, there's at least a good ending. So if ReZero does tank, it may not be here anymore. But I think like where it's at right now, like the writer is doing a great job, and I'm loving every like second of it. And yeah, I hope for, you know, the rest of you guys to watch ReZero and understand my love. Or even like hate it and talk to me about it, and I'll be like, no, you're wrong.
Bro,
Anyways,
I think I'm planning on watching ReZero
season two.
season two. Yeah, 'cause I'm getting back into watching anime. I've watched a few series recently, and so it's on my list. It's on my short list of things to watch.
Okay.
So hopefully I do it
Yeah, I've been
soon.
watching. Yeah, I've been watching more shows le recently, just because I had more time while working.
Okay.
So that's a big thing that I'm doing.
All right. And I mean, for my number one, I think it's as obvious as Nick's number one. I mentioned it earlier. Number one favorite anime of all time. It's gotta go to Your
Me
Name.
too.
It's gotta go to Your Name. There have been times where I thought about putting this lower than number one. But looking at the anime that I've watched, I don't think that I could I can just justify putting it lower. I think if this was manga and anime, or yeah, if I had manga to this, Your Name probably wouldn't be first. But Your Name, Makoto Shinkai, same guy who did Weathering With You. This is the movie that made him pop off. This used to be the number one selling movie anime movie of all time, recently usurped by Demon Slayer. And it is a story about a guy and a girl who switch bodies every few days. And then halfway through the story, there's a big twist, and then it becomes very actiony, and they have to save the town. And it is, and then obviously the animation, amazing. Soundtrack, amazing. I like every single song. The one song that I didn't like before, like Zen Zen Zensei, I have come to like, because of some tabs. But I genuinely thoroughly enjoy basically every single song in this series. Mm-hmm. And even the non like singing songs, like just like the OST, so good. Mitsuha's theme, so good. Like, you don't know how, like, I've tried to learn basically every single song in this movie on guitar. And it just makes me so happy. I mean, anytime I hear anything Your Name related, like, I get like tingly inside just because I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is such a good movie. It just does everything that I want an anime to do, like, just really well. And I think if, like, you have to point out problems with this, like, everybody will point out the plot and how there are, like, a lot of plot holes and stuff like that. But honestly, like, the plot is not the main point here. Like, the main point of Your Name is to evoke a feeling. And I think it does it, like, just really, really well. Like, it wants you to feel that, like, longing of wanting to be with somebody that, like, you can't be with, or somebody that's like very far away, and it nails that feeling. Just talking about Your Name just makes me happy. I think, yeah, as an anime movie, it's something that I think everybody needs to watch. Like, even for people who don't like watching anime, I think Your Name is a great series. Like, something like Spirited Away, I think I've like shown some of my like roommates and like some of our friends Spirited Away, and like they were confused and they're like, I don't really get what happened. There's no mistaking what happens in Your Name. Like, anybody can enjoy it, and that's why it did so well when it initially came out, because it is easily accessible to anybody. And yeah, it's like, I think it's one of the perfect ways to enter into the anime scene. And so Your Name, it's just gotta be number one.
No, definitely it's like probably one of the best animes movies out there. Great soundtrack and everything. I think I'll probably watch it again sometime soon, hopefully with like a friend that doesn't really like anime and be like, hey, you should watch this, I'll watch it with you. Great stuff.
It's so good. Like, I always want to rewatch it, but then I'm always like, no, I need to wait a little bit more so that I can like get more. I can like store up the feels for this movie again.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's so good. But yeah, that's our top five, obviously, for this podcast, and then our top 10 overall anime series of all time. I mean, were any of you guys like really surprised at? I feel like a large majority of the things that we talked about
most of the things that we liked throughout the podcast and other podcasts.
Yeah.
And yeah, I feel like a lot of things that I've said already, like, you probably know. But I think it's a good way to like see like what do we actually value in anime? Because I think top 10 lists do tell a lot about people's taste in like anime. And, you know, me and Greg have trash taste, so...
Yeah, what the heck?
Just kidding. Of course not, because I have better taste.
Yo, what the... Yeah, I mean, I feel like most of the series that we talked about, like, are all, like, pretty popular. I don't think, like, maybe Vivi is not as well known, but I feel like outside of that, maybe Place Further Than the Universe, outside of that, like... all of these are really well-known anime.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sure that if you're listening and you've watched anime before, you've probably watched, like, out of the 20, or I guess out of the 19 that we've listed, you've probably watched, like, at least 5 or 10, if not like 15 plus.
Yeah, like all these are pretty good. And like, I mean, there's also like anime movies that we also mentioned, and they're pretty quick to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like what, they're at most 2 hours, maybe like 1 hour 30. If you want to watch the 19 animes that we recommended, like the movies are quick ones to watch. I don't know, Hano's 11 episodes. Some of them are like 12 episodes.
Yeah, some of them are one core seasons. Some of them are, and then, some of them are a little like, bit longer. Series.
Yeah, we have Naruto, we have Yu-Gi-Oh, and we have the Monogatari series. Yeah, like, yeah.
Naruto's like 700 plus. Like Monogatari is 120 something. Yu-Gi-Oh's a whole lot.
It's a lot, yeah. There's a bunch. Just watch it while you're like chilling or something, cleaning the house.
Yeah. I mean, this is pretty fun. It was interesting trying to set up this list, like, cuz I always have my top 50 manga list like on lock. I update it every few months. And so like I have like if you ever want to know my top 10 manga, like I can spit that out. And there's a lot of things that you probably have never heard of. That might be interesting, mm-hmm. but like I never think about anime or like my like top 10 anime list. So trying to look through all the anime that I've watched to make this list was pretty interesting. Made me have to wonder what I really value in all of these series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I was just like, one day I was just like, I should probably make my top 10 list. I've been putting this off for like the longest time. Like, what do I really desire in anime, or what has really impacted me throughout like my life? And I was like, oh, these anime have impacted me. These animes are like really good. These animes like gave me feels that I usually don't have, and so they have to be here. I don't know, it's fun. I do think that I'll probably make like a top 20 list like in the future, as I like have more time to think about what is my favorite animes. Because I feel like a lot of times, like, oh, like to recommend people like what is good, I feel like you recommend something that is within like your top 10, maybe top 20. So I'm just trying to see like what is my taste like and mm-hmm. what is good out there. And yeah, I just want to see like what are my top 20, because I feel like, you know, it just tells a lot about us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys should tell Nick to read more manga so we can do a top 10 manga list.
I guess, yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
And I'm as much as I like sharing my anime list, dude, I would be so excited to share my manga list, because I got some good series. I've read some good series in my time.
Often, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's it. If you guys want to hear any more type of like lists, top X whatevers that me and Nick have, let us know. These are always fun to make. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a cool one that I've been thinking about recently is like top 5 series that I hate or that make me mad. And I think that'd be a fun thing to maybe talk about. If that's something that you guys are mm-hmm. interested in, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that, thank you all for listening. We're AMN. With the power of God and anime on our sides, we hope to see you next time. Peace.
Amen.
Amen.